What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Sheehan Show here on Shardog.com. My name is Sean Sheehan, and I am back with a recap of One Fight Night 20, which went down on a Friday night here, Irish time, and it was the International Women's Day card. So a card filled with all women's bouts, from kickboxing in the main event to mostly Muay Thai on the card, but with a couple of MMA fights in there as well, and a submission grappling match. So what I'm here for you today is to recap it all. And there was a lot of fights, a lot of rounds, and a lot to talk about. So let's get into it here over the next few minutes. And I'm going to start at the main event. It was the Adam Wade kickboxing unification bout between Janet Todd and Petija. And from kind of talking to a couple of the lads over in Shardog and looking at the reaction of this, I think it was a lot closer about maybe than most people thought. I thought, Petija was a big favourite coming in. I think most people thought she was going to kind of maybe run away with it after a while, but that wasn't the case at all. Janet Todd literally met her at all times. And that's the phrase to use for this fight. She met her. And they met each other. Every time someone threw something, the opposite person threw it. For the whole fight. And it was, that's why it was such a great fight. A really good fight. And I'll run you through it. A lot of very, very similar rounds here. Round one started off with a lovely 1-2 from Petija. A right hand over the guard was the next big shot she landed. And honestly, that was the hand, or that was the shot from the hand that she landed mostly throughout that first round, and indeed, throughout the fight as well. That kind of, it wasn't, what would you call it? It's not guard splitting, but like around the guard shot with the right hand, just money. Money's the only word to describe it. It was really, really good. Todd is landing some nice body kicks, but the right hand again could not miss for Petija. Todd started to land some leg kicks. Petija was just faster than her, though, and you could see midway through that first round, although it did change at times, Todd was really struggling to land with her hands. She could land the leg kicks, she could land the body kicks, but anything by way of punches, counters, or attacks, very, very much a struggle for her. She finally did land a couple late in the round. She landed two nice right hands, but it was definitely a Petija round there. Second round, crazy exchanges started off. Both landed. You could see Todd was definitely trying to up the pace. It worked offensively, but not so much defensively. Todd was throwing lots, but Petija answers, and she was answering with better shots, in my opinion, in that second round. Both landed some great stuff in the last minute. Petija landed a head kick, and Todd a nice combo as well. But again, for me, a Petija round. Massive pressure to start the third round from Petija, but Todd just answered back. She answered back really, really well. Petija landed a knee to the head, and somehow Todd stayed calm. Like, this round, there was kind of a definitive, I would say, lead, let's put it that way, for Petija towards the middle of it. But as I said, Todd just stayed calm and stayed very, very good. Lovely counter left from Todd amid all the madness, and I think she kind of found that counter left hook there. Petija lands a few right hands late, and I think they were the difference. There was a thing I noticed in most, if not all rounds, apart from the fourth round, which we'll talk about in a second, where Todd kind of just fell away for maybe 20 to 30 seconds, or maybe took a rest, or maybe just couldn't keep it up, and that was the difference in a lot of the rounds. And that was, that was a recurring theme. In the fourth, lovely body kicks from Petija started it off. Todd landed a right hand, and in the second one, pressure from Petija and shots with it. Todd left hook again, very, very nice. She had a three-punch combo, and I think this was definitely her best round. It was left hook again from Todd that landed. Petija was slowing a little bit, I thought. Or sometimes people take rounds off. Maybe she took this round off. Todd is better in the fourth. Petija landed a big right hand late, but I think Todd did enough to take that round to my card anyway. In the fifth, insane again. Insane exchanges. Body kicks were just amazing. If there's any part of this fight you want to watch the first maybe 30 seconds of the fifth round. The body kicks were absolutely fantastic. Petija was the one who landed the left hook now in this. Todd started sticking her jab out, and I was kind of wondering, like, what's she doing, like, kind of playing with the jab here? And I think she realized quicker than I realized that Petija was kind of taking a backward step here. And what I mean by that is I think she knew she was ahead, and she was trying to coast a little bit. She landed a left hook off it to Todd. Petija was definitely slowing down, whether that was by her becoming tired or whether it was by her slowing down on purpose, but she definitely slowed down. But Todd just wasn't taking advantage of it. As I said, she was throwing out that jab, fighting behind the jab almost defensively a little bit, and it made no sense. Petija was backing up, and as she did back up, Todd came forward, and Petija, towards the end of the round, landed a beautiful counter right hand and knocked Todd down, and she got a count, and that was basically the end of the fight, because at that stage she'd need a knockout to even get close to winning it. Lovely jabs by Todd late, but she knew, and that was that. The winner by unanimous decision then was Petija. She unifies the titles, and I believe that's Todd's last fight, so looking forward to our next one. Right, let's talk about the co-main event, which was the 115, or the atomweight even, Muay Thai World Championship, and Alicia Helen Rodriguez and Christina Morales. I'll run through the fight here. The first round, Morales was the one attacking, got into the clinch an awful lot. Morales landing some knees inside. She landed a few more. Rodriguez was kind of not so bothered too much about it. She was fighting a very slow start of the game here. She landed a body kick of her own. Right hand from Morales is good, but not much landed. It was mostly Morales, and I think she definitely won that opening round. I actually thought she won the second round as well, but it was a lot closer. A lot of kind of long kicks from Morales. She entered with combos an awful lot. Rodriguez is just not answering much at all. Rodriguez knocked her down with a push kick, but there was no count. I thought there should have been. I'm not sure why there wasn't. Morales, lovely right hand, and lands plenty after it as well. As I said, Rodriguez doing very, very little. An elbow late, and a couple of knees. She landed a good few knees in the clinch, and it kind of started from here. It was a reoccurring team throughout the rest of the fight, but I don't know, was it enough to kind of rescue that round? I still gave it to Morales, but, you know, I could have seen Rodriguez getting that round. Morales landed some shots that started third in, loads of knees again in the clinch, and then it turned into like a very repetitive round and fight from then on. So what happened, the repetition was Morales landed some shots, there was a clinch, and then Rodriguez was landing knees. So Morales shots, clinch, Rodriguez knees, and the knees in the clinch were very good from Rodriguez and got better. And at the end of that round, Rodriguez actually entered the clinch herself and landed some knees there. So you could see there was obviously a tactic there, and I think she won that round. In the fourth, but Rodriguez has started fighting now. You know, she was all about it. She landed some high kicks, low kicks, middle kicks, thrown a lot of kicks. Very good exchanges of some knees in the clinch again. Morales got her body hurt, I thought, at a part of this fourth round. The pace massively up from Rodriguez here. Looked like it was going to end at one stage, but Morales answered back. Body kicks from Rodriguez stopped her moving, and there was another one on the bell, a huge fourth for Rodriguez. And in my opinion, it was 2-2 at that stage. The fifth, there wasn't a whole lot to separate him. Rodriguez gone a bit defensive. I think she thought she was ahead as well. She landed a push kick to the body. Morales landed a few punches, but just not enough. Rodriguez picking some nice shots from the outside. Morales landed a nice late body shot. Very close, but I think Rodriguez won, and she did win in the official decision as well. I think it probably came down to the fifth round, and I do think she won that fifth round, so that was a good win for her there. The next bout we're going to talk about is a bout that was a catchweight at 130 pounds, and that was Jackie Boutin against Martina Micheletto. Jackie started with a lovely body kick and then a left hook. She had a long jab, which was very nice. Martina's face was red within a minute. There was a body lock for Martina. A body kick from Martina was her first shot. Boutin landed some leg kicks on both sides. She actually kicked the outside of one leg and the inside of the other leg, so there was no break at all from Micheletto at that stage. But she did land a couple of counter rights, but not in big, and her nose was bleeding badly by the end of the first round. Martina stunned her with a left hand to start the second, and again the left hand was something that was continued to land throughout the rest of the bout. Jackie stunned her with a right hand back though. Micheletto was fighting to more of a pace here in the second round. Boutin landed a nice combo in the clinch. No, a nice combo, sorry, and then it went into the clinch. And Boutin, her nose started bleeding in as well. So she landed some hard right hands on Micheletto. She landed a nice combo after that, and there was just some lovely shots by Bhutan towards the midpoint of that round. Lovely right hand by Micheletto, but Jackie hurt her worse with a combination towards the end of that round, so I definitely had Bhutan up there. Very good exchange to start the third round. Micheletto straight left, but didn't really have much pop in it compared to the earlier ones I spoke about. Nice body kick from Micheletto, and the same by Bhutan. Bhutan then landed a lovely left hook. Both were close to landing a big one, I thought, in that third round, but both just kind of avoided it. They swapped leg kicks then. Very tit for tat stuff. There was a spinning back fist by Micheletto. Bhutan landed a lovely elbow on the break. The last 30 seconds, though, I think clinched it for Bhutan. She landed 5 clean shots, and I think that was the difference. And she did win the unanimous decision there. Then we had Atomweight MMA, and this, I'm a bit biased, but I think this was the best fight, the most interesting fight on the card, between Jihin Redzuan and Chichiro Sawada. Both landed some nice leg kicks to start it off. Jihin was landing a lovely straight left, and I was surprised, honestly, at the way she started, because I thought Sawada would just immediately take her down. No, she did take her down almost immediately after that, but Jihin swept her and got on top very, very quickly. There was a little bit of a mistake then from Jihin. Like, when you're in that position, I think you need to keep it, but she didn't. There was a transition, and Sawada took the back, got 2 hooks in, into mount from the transition, from another transition then. She went for the armbar, did Jihin, and she landed on bottom and went for the triangle. It was locked in. She threw some elbows, went for the armbar, which looked pretty tight, but she escaped back on the feed. There was a clinch from Sawada. Loads of left hands by Jihin. Jihin trips her off a punch and lands on top, lets her back up. Big left hand from Jihin near the end of the round. A great round for Jihin altogether. And it was actually, sorry, I think I might have said Sawada took the back. It was actually Jihin who took the back at the start of that round and got the hooks in and went for the submission there. So Sawada did well to, I suppose, show her defensive abilities there. Sawada was very aggressive to start the second with punches, which I suppose was a bit unusual for the wrestler. Landed a couple of rights as well, which were not bad at all. And Jihin was struggling a little bit with that pace and with the right hands that were landing inside. Sawada takedown was defended. But Jihin kind of went for a guillotine, and that was kind of a bad, because she pushed her on to the back. Then Jihin went for an armbar, but the grounded knees that are allowed in ONE Championship are kind of the elixir for the armbar. She had to let it go, and she got hit with big shots there. Sawada got north-south, more knees from there, obviously. Then she was going for the Kimura, but she decided to give that up to keep control, and then she landed some very big ground and pound towards the end of the second. The third, both were a bit weary at this stage. Sawada wins the big transition and gets control on the ground. She eventually takes the back, lands some elbows. She had her arm locked down in kind of a half crucifix, if half crucifix is possible, but she kept Jihin in there. She just couldn't move, and she was too tired to give a big effort, and the knees laid from Sawada were enough to take the decision for her. Very good. I would say nearly a comeback performance for her after the way the first minute or 2 minutes of the round and fight went. So a very good win there for Sawada. Then we had strawweight Muay Thai between Ekaterina Vandereva and Martina Krizika. I will call it Ekaterina Barbie, because that's her nickname, and then Martina. So Barbie was very aggressive early. Martina fought a little bit like Valentina Shevchenko. Hands up, very, very staunch in the way she fights, and she very quickly turned the aggression around, and she was the one who got on the front foot. Lots of clinching. She looked a cleaner striker than Martina, but then there was a spinning forearm from Barbie, which was a very, very nice shot. Again, the second round, lots of clinching, leg kicks from Martina. Looks like she was about to take over, but then there was a lovely knockdown from Barbie with her right hand just out of nowhere. She got the 10 count there, so that was a 10-8 round, because she caught her with her right hand after it and kind of landed a big push kick as well. And there was another right hand. Survived the round, though, did Martina, which was very, very good. Scrappy third round in, Barbie trying to stay on the outside, Martina breaking inside, and they were kind of tying up. Maybe the leg kicks of Martina were the difference. Honestly, in my opinion, I thought it was a draw, but as we know, there's no draws in ONE Championship, so Ekaterina Vandereva won the unanimous decision there. The most exciting fighter of the night, without a shadow of a doubt, was in the atomweight Muay Thai, and that was Yu Yao Pai, who is the most aggressive fighter I've ever seen in my life, I think. Like, genuinely, I've watched a lot of fighters down through a lot of years, and I think she might be the most aggressive and the best cardio against Lara Fernandez in just a fantastic fight. First thing I've written in my notes here, you extreme aggression. Just lots of clinching. Lara attempting to counter her, but struggled. She did land one lovely elbow at one stage, and then landed another straight after it. Just an unbelievable pace, and both honestly were given as good as they got. Credit to Fernandez for meeting that pace as well. It was very, very good. You pushed her on top of the ring at the start of the second, and then she landed a lot of shots. It was kind of a half a knockdown for you, then you got cut, then Lara got cut. Lara was struggling to get any proper counters off. You kind of got a push knockdown, but again, there was no count. You landed two great right hands. Lara was down again, no count given. Absolute madness in the third from you, just non-stop. She did a lateral drop at one stage, with like her hand over her head, and I thought she was going to take her head off. Just elbows in all over the place. This was an absolute mad fight, and you ended up getting the win in the end. But yeah, if you haven't seen her fight before, I think, and if you haven't seen this fight, this is it was a good fight actually. Well, I was going to say it might be the best fight to watch. It actually was a very good fight, and I definitely want to tune into. We had another MMA bout in the atomweight division between Victoria, Vic Souza, which I need a bit of because I have a bit of a cold at the moment, against Noelle Grandjean. Souza was very aggressive, but Noelle was just picking her off. Now, this fight was a very odd fight, right? So, as I said, Souza, really aggressive. Noelle picked her off, stunned her bad with a shot, hurt her bad, and she caught her with like a head and arm throw and just smashed her into the ground. She got up, but she was knocked down again. Massive ground and pound. I thought the fight should have been stopped. Herb Dean had absolutely no interest in stopping, so he kept it going. Then it was in close guard for about 2 minutes, and I'm here like, we watched the fights last week, and Herb Dean was throwing out yellow cards like he was working the Premier League or something. It was crazy, but not this week for Herb. No, he left, I think he might have left his cards in back in America or something this week, because he wasn't giving them out at all. But anyway, we went into the second round, and Souza got the clinch. Again, I think Herb lost his yellow cards because there wasn't much here in the clinch. Noelle, just so tired. She had fought 3 minutes of a great fight, and then it all went to pie for her. She was so tired. Souza was now winning on the feet after getting absolutely outclassed in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the fight. Noelle just so slow. Souza leg kicks and right hands. Noelle falling into shots. Souza attempted takedown attempt, got her hip tossed, but she got back up. Just not great stuff there at all, I didn't think. Souza again too aggressive in the third, which really played in to Grandjean's game, because like she couldn't reach her, she was falling into the shots. But when Souza came to her, then she could hit her because she wasn't coming into range. But didn't do much, to be honest. They were both kind of landing equally. Souza had no real power. Noelle was getting the better, but didn't, you know, as Victoria kind of got tired. She landed a head kick in the right hand. Good last 2 minutes for Noelle striking. She also got a late takedown, and she ended up winning the decision, kind of amazingly winning the decision. I think it's both of them kind of tried to throw away that fight, but after that first 3 minutes, you couldn't blame them. It was absolute madness. But Noelle Grandjean ended up winning the unanimous decision there. Right, two more fights to go. Atomweight submission grappling then. This one was won by Bastos. Maisa Bastos, who took on Kane Yamada. They were kind of just leaning against... Here's my expert jiu-jitsu analysis here now. Wait for this. They were kind of leaning against each other at the very start. Bastos pulled guard. She went for a triangle. Yamada got on top and then stood up. There was kind of a foot entanglement in for a while. Bastos took the back, went for a neck crank, which looked pretty tight. Didn't get a catch or anything. Lots of guard play and knee cuts after that from Bastos. Neither could get properly around the leg. They kept kind of going for legs, kept going for heels for about 6 minutes there in the middle of it. Neither of them could get anything. Bastos almost got a heel hook with 1 minute left, and then she went for a Mikey lock, which I don't really know what it is, and she won. Yeah, she was definitely the more aggressive. Yamada was kind of just defending for the whole thing. And then the atomweight Muay Thai, this was the only finish on the night, was it? Indeed it was, but it was a very, very good one. I'll be honest, this fight started off between Shere Khan and Teodora Kirilova. And I thought Kirilova was the one who was going to win it from watching the first 2 minutes of it. There was not much by the way of defense. Kirilova was landing some front kicks. She was much bigger as a person and looked like she was going to win. She was landing the better shots. But then Khan just took over. I don't know, about maybe the 90-second mark or something, a little bit later than that. Starts landing the right hand in combos. Nearly got the finish late. Khan was attacking again to start the third. The doctor checked the nose of Kirilova. Just a litany of right hands. Kirilova turned the weight in, and Olivia Cost stepped in to stop it. Good stoppage. Absolutely nothing wrong with that stoppage as she turned away. So, yeah, that was that. A very, very good win there by Sarah Cohen. I'm sure she'll move on. She looks very, very dangerous. Big, big power and an exciting fighter for that division. So, yeah, that is the card in total. Let me read you through the results again. I'll go from bottom to top. Sarah Cohen got the finish in round 2 of 3 at 2:27 over Teodora Kirilova. The submission grappling match ended in a unanimous decision win for Maya Bustos against Kanaya Yamada. Noel Grandjean beat Victoria Souza by unanimous decision. It was a unanimous decision as well for my new favorite fighter, Yuyo Pai, who beat Lara Fernandez. Ekaterina Vandereva beat Martina Krzyzniaska by unanimous decision. Unanimous decision as well for Chichiro Savada, the Japanese fighter, against Jin Radzuan after a very good fight there. The Muay Thai fight between Jackie Bhutan and Martina Macheletto was won by Bhutan. Alicia Rodriguez defended her title as well against Christina Morales in Muay Thai, and in kickboxing, Pichija beat Janet Todd to unify the titles there, as she was the interim champion, taking on the former undisputed champion, let's put it that way, to unify the titles. All right, everyone, that is it for me today. I will leave it there. Thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Sean Sheehan for SureDog.com, and I'll see you all next time.